the show.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
Let's start with the federal cabinet. How significant is that minister reshuffle?
It's an interesting development, and if it's done well, it could actually be a positive, positive thing. Energy and environment do really need to pull together in the same direction. And in the past, a lot of the problems I think we're seeing have been the fact that, you know, the two things have been working like a bit of a two-headed donkey, and they've been pulling in the different directions. So if you know, it does give the new minister a chance to bring those two portfolios into harmony with one another and make sure they're pulling in the same direction, and that grid upgrades are done, you know, to match the amount of renewables we're building and that kind of thing.
Because previously it was, Greg Hunt had environment and Josh Frydenberg had resources and energy, which sort of make sense, those two together. But considering they are two sides of the same coin in many ways, what you do to one will affect the other. Does putting them together actually change the incentives on how the minister's effectiveness is measured? Is that part of it?
Well, I think it does actually bring into focus the fact that the two are connected.
Okay.
But before Josh Frydenberg was the minister, we had Ian McFarlane under Tony Abbott, and he was pretty much carrying on as if renewable energy didn't exist. And then at the same time, you've got a renewable energy target, which is driving new development. And so you've seen a lot of inefficiency, and you know, if we're having problems with the grid now, you can put it down to those kind of cross purposes.
How much of that was the ministry and the fact, as opposed to the fact that Tony Abbott was talking about how ugly wind farms were and how much noise they made, as well as the uncertainty about the RET?
Yeah, look, I think that period really was very damaging for industry in general, not just renewable energy. Mm. And so, you know, I think with someone like Josh Frydenberg, who's shown himself to be quite quite well across the emissions reduction requirements from the energy system, you know, at this stage we're looking to see an improvement in the performance of the government in this area.
Yeah, and